Tim Petriga. He's a spokesperson for the Gerald R. Ford Foundation Museum and Library. Tim, how are you?
Good morning, Terry. Tony, good.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to talk on this sad note. Betty Ford passed away over the weekend. Tell us what you know about this story.
Well, obviously, you know, Betty Ford was known as a fighting first lady, and she almost single-handedly took the stigma out of breast cancer for many women across the country, and which led to the opening of the Betty Ford Clinic in October of 1982. The remains of Mrs. Ford will be returning to Grand Rapids on Wednesday afternoon at about 5 p.m., which will be followed with a repose that will go into Wednesday evening into Thursday morning, and then a funeral service at 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon.
And she will be buried next to her husband?
She will. There is a burial site just north of the museum in downtown Grand Rapids.
How many folks go through the museum each year?
I don't have the statistics on the museum. I'm more on the foundation side.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that when President Ford, during his repose, more than 60,000 people went by his casket in like a 12-hour period.
Do we know how big of a part of the museum and library Betty Ford is?
It's just a huge part. Obviously, the legacy from President Ford's presidency is well represented there. You know, many of the things that they collected as gifts and so forth from other countries and dignitaries are probably displayed there as well. And there's a few special segments, too, on Mrs. Ford at the museum.
All right. And if folks want to know more about the activities this week, where can they go?
They should go to BettyFordMemorial.com. And they'll find all the information and can sign the condolence book and so forth.
Tim Petriga with the Gerald R. Ford Foundation. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, Tony.